Listen, Almighty Heavenly Father, we come again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come in with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for putting up with us and looking beyond our faults to see our need. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. Those even out in the radio land that may be listening, let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you know you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to know the Lord. Good to know the Lord. And He know us. When you lift up the name of Jesus, look for anything to happen. You don't know what the Lord will do if we just lift up His name. Just my prayer when I come in, I say, use your people to exalt your Son Jesus, to give you glory and to give you praise. And where Jesus is talked about and preached and sung about, anything may happen. I come here looking for things that God doing and gonna do. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. We still on the series, the other side of salvation. Number 9, the other side of salvation. And I get the sponge, and some of the people say, Reverend, how I'm being blessed in hell. Because you don't hear too much about suffering. You don't hear preachers preach on the suffering side. And if you read your Bible, it's from Genesis to Revelation. Suffering. Yeah. Our scripture is coming out of Luke 9. We're going to read two verses. We got about 4 or 5 scriptures, but we're going to cover all of them before we get through. But the 22nd, we got to stay with that for a while. 9 and 22, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things. Not 4 things. Not 5. Not 3, but many things. And not only are we going to suffer many things, but He said, I'm going to be rejected. Folks ain't going to want to see me. Don't want to hear what I got to say. And then He told us who is going to be hated and suffer by the folks here He called. He said He's going to be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, these church folks. And to be what? Slain. Now they're going to kill him. But he ain't going to stay dead. And be raised the third day. That's the victory right there. I may suffer, but I'm going to go through. I don't have to go around it. I'm going through it. Yeah. Going through it. God don't take us around them things. He take us through them. Yeah. When you go through, you get through, you'll look back and say, I made it. Then you're going to say, God brought me through it. Not around them, but through it. Bless his holy name. And let me get that last verse, 26, where I call it last verse. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, everybody say my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come to his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. We try to get around suffering. And many of us are ashamed. They go through the thing to bring shame. We call it shame, but I call it the honor. They suffer for his sake. But watch now, he said, I'll be ashamed of you. Don't take this lightly. If you shame on me now, I'm going to be ashamed of you then. Yeah. Don't take this lightly. Don't take this lightly. The other side of salvation, the strange side, it's the glorious side, and there's the suffering side, the cross side. Notice now, by suffering for Christ, it's not once a year. It's not every 6 months. It's not every 3 weeks. It's not one time a week, but daily. That's catching hell all day long and all through the years. See, and watch this now, watch that. He don't send you no telegram to let you know you're going to catch hell. Right. Go ahead. He doesn't write us no letter. All right. Folks catch hell in their own house. Yeah. And I got Bible to back me up. We just haven't got to it yet. Yeah. You need to know this stuff. Let folks fool you. I'm going to heaven flying. No, you ain't going to heaven flying like that. And let me say this now, because you got to watch it. And watch what this is here now. It's the glorious side. Daily. You follow daily. Now watch this. And it's no way out of it. No way out of it. Persecution will come. Oh, God. I said, no way out of it. Persecution, if you follow Jesus and obey Jesus, persecution is going to come on you. Now watch this. I'm not through yet. Watch this. Watch this. You can't bribe Jesus to miss it. All right. How you bribe the Lord to miss persecution, Reverend Walker? We compromise. Oh, watch this. When you bribe him, you say, I'm going to just live right, do good. Ain't nobody going to bother me, Lord. If that in your spirit, that's bribing God. All right. You're trying to pay God to keep me from suffering.
If you've been born again, we're supposed to do good. We're supposed to treat folks right. We're supposed to live right. But don't put that in your spirit. If I do right, I will not suffer. Just bribe and go. God will give you a tip, Jesus. If you don't let me catch hell like Jimmy over yonder in there. No, don't work like that. Jesus didn't do nothing to nobody. That's what we miss. See, if any man come after me, he got to first get rid of himself. Get rid of your pride. Who you think you are, where you come from. Don't, God ain't worried about that. If you got to get rid of yourself, whatever it takes, Lord, here I am. Lord have mercy. I know where I'm at. Watch this now. When you give your life to Christ by denying yourself, Lord have mercy. When the police come at you, no, but these children don't worry about them now. But when the police come at you, he put a gun on you, put your hands up, you surrender. When you give your life to Jesus, you put your hands up and surrender.
All right. That's it, brother. Surrender.
I tell you what to do now. You don't do what you used to do. You don't do what you want to do. You deny yourself. I have arrested you. You've been arrested by Jesus. Y'all know what? That's a good thing to be arrested by Jesus. Paul said, I'm a prisoner of Christ. Didn't he say? I'm a prisoner of Christ. Watch that. I'm locked up with Jesus. Y'all didn't get that to Jesus. I say I'm locked up with Jesus. Look who I'm in prison with. Mercy, grace, peace, love, joy. I'm in here with him.
Yes, sir. Nobody good is like
that. We hate to give up self. But Jesus told him how he's going to leave him. Yeah. And then look back at him and look all around him. Going to be able to see them having joy following Jesus. They had to worry about nothing. Jesus fought their battles and everything. And they're getting probably lifted up into Jesus. Look at that. If any man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at all of them. If any man.
Uh-huh.
All these disciples. If any man.
Yeah.
Going to come after me.
Well, yes, sir.
If I catch hell, you're going to catch
all
it.
Right.
All right. All right. Yes, sir.
We got to understand we are Jesus' ambassadors.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Our ambassador represents his government. Well, that's what I am. I'm an ambassador. I represent him. Well, if he caught hell, I'm going to catch hell too. Oh, this stuff got to be preached. If you try to buy Jesus, bribe Jesus, you deceiving your own self. And that's where you give up. I didn't know they're going to do me like that. Read your Bible. Read your Bible.
Mama.
I ain't do nothing. Read your Bible. They didn't read your Bible. They lied. Read your Bible. That's what it's for. It got to be taught. Too many folks giving up and going home and sit down and. I ain't going around them church folks. You go around other folks. to suffer for his sake.
Amen.
Don't be able to stop me from coming to church. Yeah. That's his holy name. So you can't bribe Jesus. My brothers and my sisters. Now listen at this well. Listen at the well. When the church, everybody said the church. When the church of Christ compromised God's word to keep from suffering for Christ's sake, it's like we are telling the world that we are sorry and forgive us for what Jesus have said to you. What did he say to you? Well, he said we were wicked and sinful. They didn't like that. But when we compromise to keep from suffering for Jesus, we really apologizing to the world. We telling the world Jesus really didn't know what he was doing. We apologize for him. He said some things he ought not to say it. Well, I'm about to get happy now.
I hear you, Reverend.
You're doing all right, Doctor.
When we compromise God's word and scared to stand up for Jesus, we tell the world, forgive us for what Jesus done. Shame on you. He took your place on that cross, I tell you. You supposed to be in there. I'm supposed to be in there. But he stood in my stead. Yeah. 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 And we're going to compromise to our adultery world. Low down, folks. Don't want to be offended because of Christ. Shame on you.
All right. Preach it, Pastor. All right. Preach the
gospel. Oh, boy, I'm about to get happy.
You got to be happy already.
Go ahead, man.
Listen at this. Y'all better listen at me. Did you not know can nobody touch you except God allow it? Yeah. Do you not know that? Yeah. Do you not know that?
Amen.
We serve a God got all power. I said all power. You don't have to go home and look that up. It just ain't no more. He got all power. And you are afraid to trust him? He feeds the mosquito. He feeds the gnat. Can't nobody touch you except God allow it. I remember Jesus first called me to preach. I never preached my first sermon. He showed me a dream. Yet the brightest day. Bless his holy name. I don't told you once, but you're going to hear it again.
Go ahead.
Stay on.
I even demonstrated in the pulpit when I preached my first message.
Yes,
I was standing just like this, my hands on my side, looking up like I'm looking at that balcony up there. It was the devil up there. I ain't called y'all no devil up there now. Look over there. The devil on a platform. God knows I'm not lying. He had demons like. coming out of his shoulder, off white, like lightning.
Yes.
Going that way, just going out of his shoulder. He was jumping up and down just like this. In my spirit, what I sense, he wanted to get to me so bad. I'm not boasting.
Help.
Oh, I'm about to get happy, boy.
Help.
What kept him off of me?
Uh-huh.
Jesus was standing right there.
Yes. Help. Help.
Just his presence.
Yes.
He ain't got to say the devil raised his hand, but Jesus just standing right there.
Yes.
Jesus want to keep you. You can't keep yourself.
Yes.
When you're doing his work, he watch over you. He take care of you.
Yes. Three,
so we compromise too much. Don't want to suffer for Jesus' sake and what God done for us. Bless his holy name. If that was the case, the devil killed everybody. He don't love nobody. You think you don't call you lucky? Call you careful? It's by the grace of God. And my brothers and sisters, keep this in mind. The world, everybody said world.
World.
The world just hate Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So true,
yeah. So true. Folks that never been born again, hypocrites, they just love the world, but they hate Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
Why they hate Jesus, Reverend Walker? Because the devil got him under control. And the devil can't stand Jesus.
Oh,
have mercy. Boy, this is some good stuff. I don't care what you say.
Get it out loud.
They don't beat Jesus. Whipped it all kind of way.
Uh-huh.
The devil just beat him, and then put him on the cross.
Uh-huh.
Well, since the devil can't get rid of Jesus,
yeah.
Oh, that mercy.
Uh-huh.
The next best thing he got to beat on is us.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Don't take your spanking.
Uh-huh.
Go on and take your whipping. Every time they hit you, you get a little farther to the kingdom. Go on and let them hit you. Go on and let them beat you. If Jesus got up, we going to get up.
Yeah. Master.
He went far enough and said, I have overcome the world. I have already done that. And if you follow me, you already overcome too. You see, they couldn't hold me down. Yes, sir, Jesus. Well, keep on following me.
Yeah.
Ain't no way around it. I found it. You can't make nobody love you. If it's not there, it's just not there. You can compromise all you want. You can't make nobody like you. Kind of win folk. Yeah, just live for Jesus. If you don't win him that way, don't bow down to him. Treat him right. God fights your battle for you. Oh, boy. I'll get to that after a while. But I done found out something, Brother Black. I found out you don't run behind the devil with a stick.
Amen.
The devil done done something to me. I'm gonna get with a stick. Come, I'm gonna hit you back. Come here. The devil get you every time. You got to fight on Jesus' way.
All right.
fight my style. You'll win every time. Devil, he chew up, come behind me with a stick. He said, vineyard is what? It's mine. I know when to pay. I know how many to pay, what to pay, who to pay. Bless his holy name. The world just hate Jesus. They hate that name. Paul, how about reading something from there? Look at Acts 5, the 40th verse through the 42nd verse. It's in here. It's too much in here. We ain't saying nothing about it. It's too much here about it from Genesis to Revelation. And we ain't saying nothing about it. All these folks got killed and beat up and whipped, stoned to death. And we ain't saying just what Jesus talking about, the cross. Amen. Suffering for him. Read from Paul.
And to him they agreed.
Yeah.
And when they had called the apostles,
yeah,
and beaten them,
yeah,
they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. And let them go.
Y'all see that now? Hold right there. Y'all see that now? What they command that what? They should not what? In the name of who?
Yes, sir.
Ain't that so?
Yes, sir.
Just don't lack Jesus.
That's right.
They ain't said nothing about Buddha.
What?
All right.
Muhammad.
All right.
Just don't talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing. That happened over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right now, folks in church don't want you to talk about Jesus. Right now. Talk about everything, but don't bring up Jesus' name. They got beaten. They beat them. I said they beat them. Right now. Lord help me. I believe if somebody, God allows somebody to come in here with about 15 or 20 men with guns and said, somebody going to get beaten in here. And nobody better not move out of here. Or they'll break out of here. I'm going to beat you for Jesus' sake. You better renounce his name. If you're talking about you love Jesus, you're going to get yourself beat up right here.
Right.
Now, if you say, I don't care nothing about Jesus, walk out, we're going to let you walk out.
Yeah.
But if you stand up here and say, I love Jesus, I love, we're going to whip you good. Now, how many will take a beat? How many will take a beat? For Jesus' sake. Well, I love the law, but you know, well, you know the Bible. You got to read the Bible careful. Now you got to read it careful. We don't even want our feeling hurt. Let no somebody getting beaten for Jesus. We don't want our feeling hurt. They got beaten. The apostles got beaten. Read on, Paul. And then let them go.
And they,
watch this,
departed from the presence of the council.
Lord, how much?
Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Yes, sir.
They didn't leave the house. I'm going to tell mama. Said they what? Rejoice!
All right,
oh, I'm about to get happy now.
Yes,
they rejoice in that they was counted worthy. In other words, it's an honor to get beat for Jesus' sake.
You're right.
That's
right.
It's an honor.
That's right.
To get Jesus, to get whipped for Jesus' sake. Rejoicing. Look what the beating brought on. it brought on joy.
Yes, sir.
The joy is the foundation, Harris.
Yes, sir.
But since I got joy,
okay,
I can keep on rejoicing all joy.
Yes,
the joy is the seed. But as I go in life, I can keep on rejoicing off it.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm much. Count it worthy that you suffer shame for his sake. How many in here are ashamed of Christ?
My, my.
Think about it. Now, this thing is real.
Amen.
But what's wrong with church folk? We don't take it like that.
Right.
Oh, we don't take it like that.
Right.
We take this thing something to play with. He said, if you shame your own me before folks,
right,
I'm shaming on you when you leave here.
Right.
We take it lightly. That's his holy name. We take it lightly. What? Now watch this now. Think about who God is. Great big old God. Who owns everything.
Yes,
got all power.
Yes, sir.
In his hand. On the moon, the sun, the stars. And watch this. And here little old somebody like you and I. Can get beaten for his sake.
Yes,
it ought to be an honor. It's not like that I'm going to keep on getting beat down here. Keep on, but he's going to take me out of here after a while.
All right. Yeah.
He took my shame. Now I'm going to take his shame by standing up for his name.
Yes, sir.
They don't want to hear his name.
All right.
Yeah. Read the next verse.
And daily.
Listen.
In the temple. And in every house,
God,
they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When you got it in you,
yes,
brother Wayne,
yeah, yeah,
you can beat me all you want.
Yes, sir.
You might well go and kill me.
Uh-huh.
Then went right on back,
yeah,
talking about that same,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
All right.
When it comes down to something like this, it's just like you telling the sun, don't shine tomorrow.
All right.
That's what it all be with us. Talk about standing up for Jesus. Don't let folks stand up and not talk about Jesus.
Right.
Tell the sun, don't shine. It's going to come up tomorrow.
Right.
Well, same way then. You got to stand for Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody going to talk about Jesus. If he set you up, God got somebody else.
All right. Go ahead.
God know what he's doing. It wasn't no mistake if you got killed for the gospel.
Teacher.
Can't get rid of Jesus. Too many of Jesus in the world now.
All right. I hear you, Reverend.
Yeah. Just let Ken the Lord. Don't shine tomorrow. Tell these men right back up there preaching the gospel. Teaching about nobody but Jesus. They ain't doing it just on Sunday. They're doing it week. They're doing it every day. In the temple, hollering Jesus.
All right.
Oh, boy. This is Peter and John, but watch this now. Watch this. Watch what done happened here, Paul. Something done happened here. Peter denied Jesus three times.
That's right.
Did he do it? Before Jesus died, he denied Jesus three times.
Yes, he did.
Yes, sir. A little girl saw him. Then when you with him? No, I wasn't with him. No, I wasn't with him. Some more women saw him. Saw another about a few, a few more still. When you with him, where are you with him now? Oh, no, y'all know what y'all talking about. I won't with him. I won't with Jesus. No. Go. Hey, but man. And then there's another little crowd saw him. I'm quite sure you was with him. Then he started cussing.
Right.
I ain't gonna say what he said, but
you
got to cuss him.
Yes, sir.
Got to cuss him.
All right.
But something gonna happen here, Brother Walker. Now what's gonna happen from the time now he gone, but when he was down, they denied him. Peter denied him. But now Jesus gone. But now he with boldness. Go and right back to preach the gospel. Right. Something of took place.
All right. All right. My Lord.
When he walked this land, when he was with Jesus, guess what happened? He wasn't converted yet.
Preach, brother. Come on, Pastor.
He wasn't born again.
Yes.
Long as Jesus was prevalent, he was bold. They don't got Jesus, got his hand tied. Peter said, oh, I'm scared. Nah, see, Jesus gone. Well, where the Holy Ghost was? Where he was all the time. The Holy Ghost wasn't in him. The Father wasn't there. Well, who gonna help me? You would have done the same thing. But on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, he got bold again. When you get bold again, you got boldness.
Talk about it.
Heaven.
Talk about it.
On the day of Pentecost.
Yeah, he went bold again. You would have walked on too. But when you get saved, I said, when you get saved,
work it, God, work it, work it,
man. Take your time.
Something when the Holy Ghost get on the inside.
Go ahead.
Folks got to get saved. When you get saved, I know what happened to me. I know Jesus died. We know that, everybody know that. But he got up. And I know he got up. You may not see him, but he got up in me.
Yes, sir.
That's when you got to witness Jesus. You know he got up. If he live in you, you know he's alive.
Show up. Show up.
Peter wasn't saved. Like a lot of folks in church sometimes ain't saved. They'll do anything because they what? Not saved. Yeah. That's his holy name. So they went on trying to preach the gospel. Because you can't help yourself. Preaching, y'all not to help yourself. I mean, y'all not to help yourself. If you're scared, jump out the pulpit. I mean it. God can't stand chicken scary preachers. Got to tell the world about Jesus. He'll give you boldness to talk about it. That's his holy name. Paul, go to Matthew now. I'm going to tie run out on me. Matthew 10. Look at Matthew 10. Put them boys in jail, them boys, zeal renewed. Folks can talk about you, boy. Your zeal jump up. Put some fire under your zeal. And keep on going for Jesus. Matthew 10, 16. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Behold, I send you forth
as
sheep in the midst of wolves.
God Almighty.
Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
I'm sending you preachers.
Yes, sir.
And not only that, though everybody been born again. You sent.
That's right.
I look at the word I. personal pronoun, I.
All right.
Look who doing this. Look who's saying this. This the one got all power, man.
All right.
We said he can do anything but fail. If anybody can walk on the water, boy, you better follow him.
All right.
If you can get two little old fishes and five loaves of bread and feed all them people, over 5,000 women, and then plus men, you better follow him. I the one said, I say unto you. See, I say to you, not Bush,
all right.
Not Obama, but I.
Yeah.
Not our mayor, but I.
All right.
I send you.
All right.
And I back you up when I send you.
Mama.
But we scared to move.
Oh.
We scared to say what he said. We compromise, try to make it sound pretty. If it said dog, said dog. If it said cat, said cat.
Yes.
If it said rat, said rat.
Yes.
You got to say what it say.
Yes, yes sir.
But we are afraid. But I send you. I send you forth as sheep in the midst of. Oh, how much? I stay right there till I turn out, right there. He sending me around about nothing but wool. Y'all think on that while I sit down a minute. Think on it. Think on it now. He ain't nothing but wolves. He tell me, go in there.
Yeah.
But what in there? What's some little lamb there? Go in there. No lamb there. You going in there. What in there? Some wolves.
Going in there.
I'm got to go there where nothing but wolves? Yes.
Yeah.
What they going to give me? Some lollipops? No. Oh, have mercy. In the midst of wool. And here we around here. Don't preach this stuff.
Amen.
I know it's necessary. Because so many church folk don't stop coming to church because folk give them hell.
All right. All right.
And for the hate, I don't do nothing. No, you ain't got to do nothing. That we don't preach. You ain't got to do nothing.
Glory to God.
Yeah, woo.
All right.
They can be hey, how you doing now, sheep?
What you said?
You look for the wolves to pat you on the back. Hey, how you doing, sheep? How you doing, Miss Sheep?
Yeah.
All right.
Sheep.
Yeah.
They sit there waiting on a prey.
Yeah.
They sit there to eat you up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right.
They eat you up.
Amen.
That's when you need a pastor.
Yeah.
A sheep can't lead itself. Check your Bible out. He can't lead himself. He need a shepherd.
Amen.
He ain't got the discernment that God give him. You got to recognize him. You are, you got the sheep clothing on. See, you ain't wearing them big foot you got. You're trying to hide the big bushy tail. You can't hide us. See, God preaches his power. He recognizes why you can't just learn it. I see it.
Help me, brother.
Not all of them. They in the pulpit.
All right.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
They all over the church. You got to watch them. Some of y'all not trying to deceive so many folks.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Woo! Better eat you up. But no, he said, now I want y'all to be wise as serpents
and harmless as doves. Hey. Why? Number one, to be wise, I don't want to hide a devil with a stick.
All right.
That's wise. If y'all in a group talking and I'm coming in there and just telling lies, all that, I thought I brought it on myself. That's not wise.
That's right.
Then talk about get your back. A little boy, you brought it, you ought to catch yourself over there.
All right.
You got to use the wisdom of God. You can't get that gospel to put it down in somebody's throat. It don't work like that.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, be humble. Humble yourself. Take on the characteristic of Jesus Christ. He was humble. A man that humble himself, he shall be exalted. Can't nobody keep you down when you're humble. So God's going to see you coming up where you're supposed to be. But we got to put your own self up there. You ain't going nowhere. Be wise. Be humble. God will put you where he wants you to go. Don't fight your way up there. Because if folks put you up there, they bring you down when they feel like it. But if God puts you somewhere, can't nobody touch you.
Amen.
Humble yourself. Be as a humble lamb. Hallelujah. What time I got? Paul, remember, I'm going to come back to that.
All right.
I ain't through with that. I'm going to read on down a little further. But I want you to jump to another strip here. I want to get this one for the day out. Now look at Luke 22.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah. 31. 22, 31, 32. God Almighty. It's tough. It rough sometimes, Father Jesus. Don't you let nobody fool you.
Amen.
I ain't trying to stop nobody from getting saved. That's the best place you can be, is in the hands of Jesus. In the hands of Jesus. That's the best place to be in this world. Get saved. Yeah, get saved. Read it, Paul.
And the Lord said,
yeah.
Simon.
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 Yeah.
Behold.
Listen to this.
Satan hath desired to have you.
God Almighty.
That he may sift you as wheat.
Y'all see that? Satan watch every move you make. You better not be a threat to his kingdom. If you ain't a threat, he ain't gonna bother you anyway because you ain't doing nothing. But when you become a threat to his kingdom, he wants you so bad.
All right.
Now what he done here, he went to Jesus and I dare you let me have him. Just like he went to Job.
That's right.
All right, Jesus brought up Job's name, not the devil. But the devil brought up Jesus, brought up Peter's name. Peter, I want to get to you so bad, he told Jesus, let me have him. Let me have him. I sister him as wheat, if you just let me have him. Watch it now. See, he had to get permission to mess with God, folks. If you're a threat to his kingdom, he got to get permission. Yeah. You can't jump on God. Oh, no. Sister, you ask me. I want to get every good out of you.
All right.
Y'all know how y'all sift the wheat, you know. Back in the Bible day, they had animals down there stepping on, you know, thumping it down on the wheat, you know, thumping it down. And then, after a while, when you done enough there, they get a rake or get what, a fork. And they get it. Throw it up where the wind can blow the chaff over yonder somewhere. Then the seeds fall on the ground. That means they won't get everything good out of Peter.
Yeah.
The devil said, yeah, let me have him.
Yeah. Yeah.
The God said, I'll let you have him a little while.
Yes,
when are you going to deny me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That means Jesus, when he got relieved, when he got here and got up, he said, Peter, do you still love me? Yes, I love you. God know Peter loved him. But you go through your tests and your trials.
Yeah.
Do you really love? You know I love you, Lord.
Right.
Judas could have got saved if he wanted to get saved, but he didn't want to get saved.
That's right.
He went and confessed to the preacher, but he ought to confess to Jesus.
That's right.
That's who he messed up, Jesus.
So you got to confess to Jesus. He confessed to the wrong folk. Yeah. Bless his holy name.
Well, the sister you are, we.
Read that verse back quick.
But. I have prayed for thee. That thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brothers.
Yeah, thank you for the but, sister. Just like in Ephesians. Ephesians tell us how we were. Get it? But God. But God. Boy, when you got God on your side, you got the majority on your side. Jesus already prayed for us. 17th chapter, St. John, he prayed for us. He said, I ain't praying for the world. I'm praying for them you have given to me. Already been prayed for. He knew how to take care of his own. Pray that thy faith fail not. And when thou art conveyed, see, you wasn't born again.
No.
But born again then. Now he don't got born again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now he got some strength. The Holy Ghost in him. Hallelujah. He got some boldness.
Yes, sir.
He ain't running and denying Christ no more. Because he got boldness in him. When thou art converted, hallelujah, strengthen your brother. Help your brother out. Bless his holy name. My brothers and sisters. It's suffering. On this side. And the Bible told us it's suffering. But what I love about the Lord. If you just stay with the Lord. I find out the Lord go everywhere. Talking about following Jesus. You go over mountains. You go down in the valley. You even go through round dens. Red Sea. But I dare you to keep on following Jesus. And if you keep on following Jesus, everything will be all right. Am I right about it? I'm about through now. Don't be having it. It's suffering. Falling Christ. Suffering. It's a cross. You got to carry yourself. You stand up. He'll be with you. I declare he'll be with you. I declare he'll be with you. When you stand up for him, live for him, walk for him, talk for him, have boldness for him. Can't nobody touch you except they get permission from Jesus. If he wants you to die for his sake, that's his business. You gave your life over to him. You don't own yourself no more. Always remember, you're going to a better place. The one that giving you hell, he'll get his time after a while. You just stay with Jesus. Take your beat. And don't try to bribe God. Have some boldness and don't compromise preachers. You don't need to compromise with the gospel. Trying to keep folks off of you. That's what happening now. For compromising Jesus. Trying to duck some suffering.
Catalog number 0934-0934.
For Christ's sake. Not for your own sake, but for Christ's sake. And even Peter went forward and said, if you've done something yourself, you're a Christian. He said, take that with joy.
Yeah.
You got your beating because you've done something wrong. He said, still take that with joy. But just think about it. I'm counting worthy to suffer for him.
That's right.
You got a crown waiting on you.
Yeah.
When you suffer.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
May God bless you. Those are the churches. Amen.